different game, different team, different players, and so we looked at last year's a little bit. Game plan is going to be slightly different just because of the players that we have, and so there's not as much that we're looking at as far as that, besides maybe just being a little bit more stout or ready for the run. Last year just didn't feel like we were.
How pleased were you to see a three-man rush consistently? I mean, getting those 5-6 seconds, getting that consistent rush every down.
It was good. It was good. It's kind of part of the plan, and ended up working out in this last game.
Lorenzo really seemed to have his best game. Would you agree with that? And what's led to his progression to this point?
He's a good player. You know, he's struggled with some just getting banged up a couple times when he really started to rise to the top. And so injuries kind of slowed him down a little bit. But he's always been a good player, really smart, and did a good job on Saturday.
How is Washington different offensively this year versus what you saw last year?
They're not. I mean, just different players, and so they do a good job getting the ball to their playmakers. But I mean, it's the same type of offense, scheme wise as we look at it. Difficult to defend. They do a lot of good things that spread you out in the field in the pass game, as well as just doing a good job sticking to the run and demanding that they run it. And so I don't think there's much difference in scheme besides just they do a good job getting their playmakers the ball.
Coach, you've talked a lot about the depth and wanting to you rotate a lot of guys in on the field. Just talk about how that's gone, and you know, the seeing a lot of different guys come out and making plays, and you know, Max Tooley came in, made some big plays for you, Chaz Ayu, you know, some of these guys getting opportunities and making the most of it.
Yeah, I think depth is important when you have a schedule like we have, when you're playing a lot of good teams the whole year. You've got to have depth because guys get banged up, and it's just the nature of the game, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And so those guys that haven't been getting very much playing time, they've got to be ready when their number's called. And so we've got to work extra hard, and the players have to work extra hard in their belief that they'll have their chance eventually when they end up moving up the depth chart.
Where does Kyrus rank among the great defensive tackles that you've coached?
He's a good player. You know, I don't know where that is. I think time will tell where he ends up as far as his future and what he's doing, but he's got a lot of ability.
Were you at Utah when Star Lotulelei?
I was, but I was on the offensive side.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you expecting Zane Anderson and Sawyer Powell to be available this Saturday?
I don't know. We'll have to see, and that's kind of how it is the whole year. It's you know, guys that may be banged up right now come in and end up practicing Wednesday, Thursday. We feel good about it. But if they're not practicing by Thursday or miss the last pad of day on Wednesday, then sometimes we make the decision to pull back and just hold the guy.
What did you think of Malik Moore and Bo Tanner stepping in and relief those guys?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. I mean, there's always going to be things that you look at when a guy gets into the game and is a young player and they make young mistakes. But that's part of also taking your lumps when you're playing young guys is they might make a couple mistakes here and there, but then those mistakes are not repeated, and you grow a little bit more trust, and they grow a little bit more confident, and you just get better as a team that way.
How do you feel about
Chaz's emergence one of the reasons you were able to move Zane back, that you were happy with what he was doing for
you? Yeah, you know, I think all of that is going to end up being part of what you do. It's trying to get the best players on the field and allowing your players to do what they're best at.
Were you involved in the recruitment at all with Puka Nacua, the Washington wide receiver? I know Kalani and you guys offered him way early when he was like a freshman. Were you involved in that recruitment at all?
No.
No. What, do you remember anything about him from his high school days at all?
No.
Okay.
With the way the defensive line is playing, it seems like it's pretty different than what you came in with the 4-3, one gapping system. Can you maybe speak to the evolution of that system and the reasons for it?
We've always been odd. I mean, you go back for the last how many years, we may have been a little bit more four down than we were odd, but we've always had it. There's always been a mechanism for us to play it, and so now it's just depending on who we're facing, what we're defending, when we feel like we need to be in one front versus the other. We'll always be a little bit more multiple in the front.
Do you have packages where you put in all your big guys, you know, for yardage situations?
Yep. You would have saw that against Tennessee, which is a package that we may not have called upon in the Utah game. When in hindsight, I look back at it, and I thought that we should have had that package ready, but we have it. You go back and look at the Wisconsin game, it'll be the same thing, six D linemen on the field with guys like Corbin that can end up playing backer. But against Tennessee, we ended up in the second half going to four D tackles instead of two D ends and two D tackles.
What do you credit to the confidence of this team that's kind of been instilled where it feels like regardless of the situation, they feel like they can come away with a victory?
I think it's attributed to the kids and the culture, you know. Great head coach that's been pushing his culture, pushing the culture of belief, culture of learning, culture of love, and the kids really rallying it behind it. You know, obviously when you end up winning games and there's you kind of feel like it's working, but you know, Galani's done a really good job, win, lose, or draw, sticking to what he feels is important and having the kids rally behind it, and the kids are coming together now because of it.
Quarterbacks tend to get more comfortable with what a defense has given them as the game goes on. The last two games, it seems like Tennessee and USC both became more uncomfortable as the game went on. I mean, were you throwing more stuff at them? I mean, what are the reasons for that?
I don't know. You know, schemes are always going to be a chess match. It's always going to be, you know, the battle of wills as far as you sticking to your game plan, them sticking to theirs. The picks early and the sacks early, I'm sure rattled them a little bit, but they went back-to-back picks from series two to series three, and so you know, if I'm a coach and I'm saying, you know what, we're not gonna win the game with you turning the ball over, we might change the way that we're playing. I mean, I think that's a smart thing to do, but I think that was part of what we needed in order for us to be successful, is a sack early and a pick early in order for them to maybe doubt, you know, the process that they want to stick to and maybe tell us the, you know, our belief system and just stay sticking to it and making them earn it down the field was what was working, and we were going to stick to it.
Speaking of quarterbacks, their quarterback up there in Washington is one of the new guys, but what kind of stands out as you sort of first scout him, I guess, since he's one of the guys you're sort of first scouting?
Yeah, he's got an amazing arm. He's got the ability to throw and put balls in windows, and I think he's a really talented player.